أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. We've been looking at Surah Al Imran, and we completed section 2, which was in essence all about Allah. In other words, the manifestations of the belief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we divided it into 4 sections. We looked at the fact that the first manifestation of belief in Allah is qist, or justice. The second manifestation was to recognize Him as the overall authority and total microscopic control of everything. The third manifestation was with the love of Allah. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you love Allah, fattabi'uni, follow me, was to be able to submit and accept the authority of the Prophet and follow him with a practical and potential following. And finally, the last manifestation was ita'a, or willing obedience. And now we will look at section 3, which is from ayah 33 to 63. And this is about Prophet Isa al-Islam, a powerful miracle. His birth without a father is there to shake the Ahlul Kitab out of their decadence. So ayah 33 starts, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inna Allah astafa Adama wa Nuha wa Ali Ibrahim wa Ali Imran ala al-Alameen. Indeed, Allah chose Adam and Nuh and the descendants of Ibrahim and the descendants of Imran above the nations. He continues to say, Dhurriyatan ba'aduha min ba'ad, offsprings one from the other, Allahu sami'un alim, and Allah is hearing and knowing. So continue with what we learnt in Baqarah. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates the human being to be his representative on earth and selects Adam, from whom all humankind is descended. And then he selected each one. After Adam alayhi salam comes Nuh, who is the first of the 5 great messengers, the others being Ibrahim, Musa, Isa and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are resolute. They are known as Ulul Azm in fulfilling their roles as bringing the message. And because of their resolution, they are given wisdom, the book and the divine law. And the mention of Ali Imran here is where Musa and Isa alayhi salam were from the descendants of Imran, both generally and spiritually. Sayyid Tabatabai in Al-Mizan explains when Allah says Ali Ibrahim or Ali Imran, he says Al denotes someone who is closely related to that person. So accordingly, Ali Ibrahim and Ali Imran means they're closely related family members and those who are exclusively attached to them. All the prophets were chosen, Mustafun, which comes from the verbal root meaning to be pure, safa. They were perfect beings. We call that concept ma'asumin, or sinless. Well, now begins the story of Prophet Isa, son of Maryam. Allah says, إِذْ قَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ إِمْرَانٍ, when the woman or the wife of Imran said, رَبِّ إِنِّي نَظَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ, my Rabb, indeed, I dedicate to you what is in my womb, freely to be devoted to your service. Accept therefore from me, surely you are the hearing, the knowing. So she vows that the unborn child in her womb will be dedicated to serve the cause of Allah, will be free of any personal demands and expectations. So from us comes the intentions, but from Allah comes the ultimate result. She was inspired to pledge her child to serve in the place of worship. And here she asks that her offer to be accepted. This is not a dialogue which takes place in time. It describes the inner dimension of anyone who is immersed in divine knowledge. It is the intention right from the start that counts. Now look what happens. فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا, so when she delivered the baby, قَالَتْ, she said, رَبِّي إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى, my Rabb, I have delivered a girl. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ, and Allah knows best what you have delivered. وَلَيْسَ ذَكَرُكَ الْأُنْثَى, and the man or the male is not like the female. وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتَهَا مَرْيَمْ, and I have called her, I have named her Maryam. وَإِنِّي أُعِيذُهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, and I seek refuge in you for her and her offspring from the accursed shaitan.
Let's look at this ayah. When Hannah, the mother of Maryam, realizes that she has given birth to a girl, she says, "This is a girl, but of course Allah already knows what was in my womb." And then she says, "The male is not the same as the female. Now, we could interpret this as a sign of disappointment because the female was not of the same status as a male at that time in the temple rituals. But it in fact illustrates the depth of commitment she had to Allah. She names her Maryam, as Sayyidatul Tabari says, Maryam in their language means the worshipper and the servant. Her words were really a sort of renewed vow and her depth of commitment to Allah. And she asks Allah to protect her offspring from shaitan. And immediately he says, فَتَقَبَّلَهَا رَبُّهَا بِقَبُولٍ حَسَنٍ. So her Rabb accepted her graciously. See, Hannah had realized that her vow was to be of major significance in the unfolding of creation. The Mosaic doctrine had been distorted for hundreds of years by the rabbis. And we can understand how a pure woman could recognize in her heart that the message was no longer being transmitted correctly. Her du'as were in fact for a revival. She wanted to bring forth a being who would purify the path of Allah. And Allah's plan was far more extraordinary than Hannah could have even dreamed about or imagined. His aim was to create a miracle, the birth of a man without a father. So her du'as are accepted, and her destiny was as she desired. Now let's see what happens. وَأَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا وَكَفَّلَهَا زَكَرِيَا. And he made her grow up well and assigned her to the charge of Zakariya. There was a dispute as to who would look after her because her father Imran had died, and lots were drawn, and Zakariya takes charge of her upbringing. We find this in Ayah 44 when Allah says, وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يُلْقُونَ أَكْلَامَهُمْ أَيِّهُمْ يَكْفُلُ مَرْيَمْ وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يَحْتَسِمُونَ. You were not with them when they cast lots to decide which of them would have charge of Maryam, and you were not with them when they contended with one another. So the ayah continues now. It says, كُلَّمَا دَخْلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَ الْمِحْرَابَ وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْكًا قَالَ يَا مَرْيَمْ أَنَّ لَكِ هَذَا قَالَتْ وَمِنْ عَمْدِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Whenever Zakariya entered the sanctuary, he found her with rizq, with sustenance. He said, O Maryam, from where does this come to you? And she said, It's from Allah. Surely Allah gives to whom He pleases without measure. So let's first look at the word mihrab, or sanctuary as it's translated. It also means the niche in the sanctuary that indicates the direction of salah or prayer. Its root, haraba, means to make war. And the prayer niche is referred to as the place of war because that's where one does battle with the lower self. In every mosque we have the mihrab, and that's what it's there for. So, say the Maryam probably spent most of her time in this place of salah or prayer, as this was a priority of her life. So whenever Zakariya comes to her, presumably to ask after her health and needs, he finds her well, immersed in prayer, and he finds that the physical means of sustenance are available to her. There are ahadith that tell us that he found fruits out of season with her. But let's just look at the ayah. Remember, he says, Qala, he says, Ya Maryam, anna laki hadha. Where does this come from? He uses the word hadha. She says, قَالَتْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. It is from Allah. She uses the word it. Rizq means both material and otherwise provision. And remember, she's talking to a prophet of God, Zakariya. And she's displaying to him Allah's immense mercy and compassion. And when she tells him that Allah provides to whoever He pleases without measure, there and then, Zakariya does a du'a for himself. This is Ayah 38. Hunalika, there and then, da'a Zakariya Rabbahu. Zakariya does a du'a to his Rabb. Qala, he says, Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba innaka sami'ud du'a. My Rabb, give me a gift. Hiba is a gift. Rabbi habli, give me a gift. Min ladunka, from you, dhurriyatan tayyiba,
a good offspring. And the word used is dhurriya, which means in the lineage make it good as well.
إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَى. You are the one who hears the du'as.
It is phenomenal. He's inspired by Maryam. And he does this du'a. And immediately in ayah 39, Allah says, فَنَادَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ يُصَلِّ فِي الْمِحْرَابِ. So the angels called upon him as he stands praying in the mihrab.
This indicates to us that the du'a in salah is the best du'a. And the best position to receive a gift from Allah is in salah.
And they tell him, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكَ بِيَحْيَى مُصَدِّقًا بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَسَيِّدًا وَحَسُورًا وَنَبِيًّا مِّنَ الصَّالِحِينَ.
Allah gives you the good news of Yahya, literally meaning one who will live, a verifier of the word from Allah. In other words, he who will verify Prophet Isa al-Islam, he'll be honorable and pure, a prophet from amongst the righteous ones.
In Surah Maryam, Ayah 7, we see the same thing. Ya Zakaria, O Zakaria, Inna nubashiruka bi ghulamin ismuhu Yahya. We will give you the good news of a boy whose name shall be Yahya. Lam naj'al lahu min qablu samiyya. And we've never given that name to anyone before.
So after his moment of his heart's inspiration of doing the spontaneous du'a and seeing that the answer has come, his humanity raises its voice. And in ayah 40, he says, قَالَ رَبِّ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ وَقَدْ بَلَغَنِيَ الْكِبَرُ وَامْرَأَتِي آكِرٌ. My Rabb, how shall I have a son when I am of old age and my wife is incapable of giving birth? He was speaking with the voice of reason and limitation, for he was an old man, according to narrated traditions, perhaps 100 or more years of age, while his wife was in her late 90s.
And the answer comes, كَذَلِكَ اللَّهُ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Even thus does Allah do whatever He pleases. Allah's power has no limit. For each of His rules there is an exception, otherwise there could not be a rule. Now Zakaria asks for an outward sign to confirm the angelic inspiration, and Allah answers him in ayah 41. He says, قَالَ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ لِي آيَةً. My Rabb, appoint a sign for me. The answer comes, قَالَ آيَتُكَ أَلَّا تُقَلِّمَ النَّاسَ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ إِلَّا رَمْزًا. You shall not speak to human beings for 3 days except by signs. وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ كَثِيرًا وَصَبِّحْ بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْإِبْكَارِ. And remember your Rabb a lot and glorify Him in the evening and in the morning.
So the 3 days were days of restraint from speech, and restraint in its essence, restraint of the senses, increases sensitivity to the unseen. It enhances the states of remembrance and awareness. Human beings naturally aspire to see perfection behind everything that happens. We want to know the cause behind every effect, and that's only accessible through restraint and remembrance.
Inshallah, we will continue with this section next time.